All right, KX93.5, centered in our community here in Laguna Beach, and we're really thrilled to be a part of the Diversity and Creative Economy event coming up this Monday at the Montage. We're going to talk all about that and about the LGBTQ resurgence and revitalization and everything that's happening in Laguna Beach right now. And one of the gentlemen responsible for that is in studio with us, Chris Tebbett, the co-founder of the LGBTQ Alliance. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've been thrilled at what we've been seeing in this community that you've been a part of for the last couple of years. We launched our show Rainbow Radio with Craig Cooley
That's a great show.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had a conversation before about how the gay culture in Laguna was very, very prominent a long time ago. And then maybe we had a period of it not being so. And since you moved to town and since we've seen a lot of people kind of try to recapture that, it's been really cool to see.
That's right.
Congratulations so far.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I do want to touch on that, but let's just get right into the details of Monday's event because that's what we want to promote and sell some more tickets to and hopefully get some sponsors too. So tell us what's happening Monday morning at the Montage.
Well, it's actually a week from this Monday.
Okay.
So it's April 29th and it's a symposium. It's a reason for everybody to come together in Laguna Beach and beyond, Orange County as well. To talk about how inclusion and being diverse can be prosperous and good financially for everyone. So that's kind of the premise of it, but it really is multifaceted. I mean, it really talks about how taking care of our neighbors and making sure everybody belongs is also good for a sense of well-being. And so we have a divided town, you know, at least remnants of it from our last election, and lots of different viewpoints that we really want to bring everybody to the table to talk about how when we honor everybody's differences, then everybody's better off for it.
Sure. So this is not necessarily just about the LGBTQ community.
No, it's not at all. It just happens to be really hosted by the LGBT Heritage and Culture Alliance in Laguna Beach. But our main sponsors are the Laguna Beach Company, which is Mo Honecker's company, and then also Bank of America. So we have a lot of other community champions and symposium sponsors. Compass is one of them. But it really is about our entire community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the keynote speaker, Richard Florida, because what I understand is he's a pretty dang big deal. And
he is a big deal.
Impressive that we got him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's really amazing. He's somebody that I became pretty obsessed with about a decade ago when he came out with The Rise of the Creative Class. And that's basically nurturing the creative people and, inventive people who want to contribute to a like artists and musicians and things like that, that they will help the economy in the areas that they live. So nurturing them is a big deal. So he is a researcher, an author, a public speaker. He also runs the School of Management, I believe, at the University of Toronto. He's an urban planner. He's a doctorate in urban planning. So he's an expert on cultural diversity and planning like that.
Yeah. So the details of the event, again, next Monday, April 29th at the Montage. Doors are at 8 a.m. and there's several programs going on through the morning, right?
That's right. So the doors open at 8 o'clock and we'll have an opening reception with Orange County School of Arts performing. And there'll be a bookstore open so you can purchase Richard Florida's books. And then the main program is a 2-hour program and it's all at the Montage. So we have the entire floor of the Montage downstairs. So plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah.
We'll have a message from our Congress, Harley Ruda. We'll have another message from our mayor, Bob Whalen, OSHA, Orange County School of Arts, will also be performing more in the ballroom. And then we'll have a panel discussion, and B of A will be talking about diversity and inclusion in the workplace. And so it's a solid program. And Richard Florida's, I guess his message, we'll be talking about, you know, the issues of, what's happening not only locally, but countywide, statewide, and in our country, that we've kind of come divided and more segregated. And how can we bring everybody to the table so that we can resolve some issues such as affordability and making sure that seniors don't get displaced after living here their whole lives, or, you know, students can afford to live here, new families can afford to live here. And then also with the school district, I've learned from them, and they're big supporters of the event, that and they're actually having quite a presence there in the audience. The school district wants to make sure that they're at the table, because one of the things they've found in their research is a lot of kids don't feel safe or comfortable to be different, and it's a big cause of stress and anxiety, and, you know, even suicide. So that matters to them as well.
Well, again, Chris Tebbett in studio. He is the co-founder of the LGBTQ Heritage and
Culture Alliance.
And Culture Alliance in Laguna Beach. And,
a mouthful.
I know it is, but I almost got it. And they're hosting the Diversity and Creative Economy event coming up next Monday, April 29th at the Montage. Give the URL for people to go and look up the event and grab tickets online.
Yeah, so it's Diversity and the Creative Economy. .com.
Great. And we'll post that as well. And so sponsorship opportunities are still available. Do you want to talk about that briefly?
There are sponsorship opportunities. So we have a few left. The larger ones are already, like I said, you know, we're so lucky to have Bank of America and Laguna Beach Company and Compass. But we also have table sponsorships available for $1,500 and VIP ones for $2,500. And then general admission is $125. Right. And to be noted that it's really not actually like a fundraiser. It's more of the cost of the tickets is to pay for the high profile event.
Yeah.
And anything that is above and beyond that will go to three nonprofits. It'll go to the Blaze Bernstein Foundation. It'll go to Laguna Beach Pride, and then Laguna Beach Seniors.
Is it looking like you are going to go above your cost?
It does. It looks like we will.
Okay, great. Not easy to pull off in the whole bottom floor of the Montage, I'm sure. So no. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it's a big topic, and it covers a lot of areas.
Yeah. Well, for a first-year event, it looks like you guys are extremely successful on this so far. We're happy to be a part of it. The radio station's going to be live streaming the whole program.
We're so excited about that.
Yeah, on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/KX935 with a live webcast of the event. And then finally, I did want to touch on, you know, why this conversation is so important right now, particularly from the LGBTQ perspective. You moved here how many years ago now?
Almost 4 years now.
4 years ago now.
Right.
And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you knew Laguna as a place that was, you know, very in favor of gay culture. And,
yeah, well,
you know,
it was my respite as a closeted high school kid and college kid who grew up in a little more inland, Mission Viejo and Lake Forest.
Right.
And to be able to come to Laguna Beach was so important to me.
Right.
Where I could feel like I could be who I am freely.
Now, when you got here, did you find that was definitely the case, or maybe not
when
as much
I came
as you
back
thought?
A couple decades later, it felt different.
Right.
And so I noticed that. And so moving here with my husband and our kids, you know, we just really wanted to, well, first we started asking what happened and learned for various reasons why things changed. But we just wanted to ensure that, you know, our community sees itself reflected and celebrated, and, you know, we can find ourselves, you know, seen in the city.
So are you seeing it change back to the way you remember it a couple decades ago yet?
Well, I would say it's not really changing back, but I will say that it's definitely something happening. It's just different, right? Because we've had progress and there are different needs, right? Mm-hmm. So we have more families with kids in the schools, and we have trans kids coming out, you know, in elementary school, and more kids coming out as gay or lesbian in the junior highs. So I think that things are different, but for sure we're starting to see a more of a reflection in public art and with Laguna Beach Pride and all the events that they're doing throughout the year.
Right.
I think it's definitely happening.
And like you mentioned, some of it is not, some of the problems aren't necessarily specific to your community, like affordability. that's a Laguna-wide issue, you know, the housing crisis, if you will, in Laguna.
Sure.
But it dramatically affects why we don't have as much of a presence of the gay community, right? You've mentioned that to me before.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's part of it. Yeah. And so when there's affordability issues, you know, and, you know, we have rising homelessness and we have certainly a lot of affluence, but we have a whole... People don't like to be called class, but we have really a whole, you know, socioeconomic class that really we need to take care of and make sure that they are, you know, they're our neighbors and they also contribute to the vibrancy of the town.
Yeah.
Right. It wouldn't be Laguna without all those artists and students and, you know, seniors and bohemians and gays and all that that make up the town. So. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, I believe Laguna is very lucky to have you. And so is the LGBTQ community since you moved here 4 years ago. It was a conversation that we had that led to the beginning of Rainbow Radio on our station. And you are a sponsor of that, which we're very grateful. And you're selling out an event that couldn't be a more important conversation right now. The Diversity and Creative Economy Symposium next Monday at the Montage. So congratulations, man.
Thank you very much, Charlie. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your support and your partnership.
Is there anything we left out?
No, I think you got it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Again, the URL one more time for tickets and info.
Yes, diversityandthecreativeeconomy.com.
Great. $125, that's general admission tickets, Monday, April 29th, 8 a.m. at the Montage. Chris Tebbett, thank you very much.
Thank you.